I'm going to be reading from Psalm 54 this morning. If you have your Bibles along, Psalm 54. Another Psalm of David, and he wrote lots of them. Psalm 54, let's read that. To the chief musician with stringed instruments, a contemplation of David when the Ziphites went and said to Saul, "Is David not hiding with us? Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them." Selah. There is a number of times in the Psalms when David cried out to God for help when trouble caught up with him. Now, David wasn't a crybaby. He had some serious and real problems because he spent a long time on the run from King Saul, his father-in-law. King Saul was after David to kill him and thereby to hang on to the kingship of Israel. The Ziphites, who were Israelites, David's own countrymen and descendants of Caleb, ratted him out to Saul twice. Just like Jesus was betrayed by his own disciple, David was in real peril from his king and his own countrymen, whom he referred to here as strangers because of their betrayal. So he calls out to God in this psalm. Now, I haven't checked lately, but I don't think anyone is seeking to destroy my life. And hopefully none of us have that problem. But we do have a very real and very powerful enemy who seeks our eternal destruction, the enemy of God and our enemy, Satan. And he seeks to condemn us to destruction in hell. We also sometimes, from time to time, have trouble with people who are against us. Like David, we need to cry out to God for vindication, as it says in verse 1, through prayer, as it says in verse 2, and safety from the great oppressor who seeks our life, because he has not set God before him, as it says in verse 3. Isaiah 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God." And in Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Let's read verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 54. "Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. Cut them off in your truth." Here David remembers where to go for help when he desperately needs it. God Almighty, who is all powerful to defeat all adversaries, tear down their strongholds, and who will repay our enemy for his evil. Satan will be cut off in God's truth. In Revelation 20, verse 10, we see what will happen to him. It says there in Revelation, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Let's read the last two verses, 6 and 7. "I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen its desire upon my enemies." David's praise and sacrifice to God for saving him from his troubles is precisely what we should be doing. David praised God with his voice. He praised God with his pen, writing many of the Psalms. And he praised God with his life when he confessed and repented of his many sins and grew in faith after confessing them and ruled justly. We need to imitate David in praise to Jesus, God the Messiah, with our mouth and our lives. David also sacrificed to God. When I hear the word sacrifice, I think of the Jewish sacrificial system, bringing animals to sacrifice at the altar. We don't do that, because Jesus sacrificed himself at Calvary for us and for our sins. The sacrifices that were made in David's day cost something to the person who brought it to show them the great cost of their redemption. We need to bring sacrifices to God as well. We don't sacrifice animals. We sacrifice our time, our talents, and our monetary gifts. Just as a sacrifice cost a person in David's day, so ours cost us today. We are to give them out of joy and thanksgiving. We are to give like the poor widow at the collection box in Mark chapter 12. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7 says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Let's read verse 7 again. "For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen its desire upon my enemies." Even though David's troubles were not yet resolved, he thought of them as if they were. His faith in his faithful God was David's confidence. We need that same confidence in Jesus, our Redeemer. The victory is already won. The enemy is defeated. Jesus has purchased our freedom and our salvation and has granted us eternity in heaven if we trust in him, if we believe in him. How can we be sure of that? Because of what Matthew 28 verse 6 says. "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." Romans 12 verse 1. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.